My colleagues and I were really drawn to this story because of Pater's remarkable imagination and the fact that under the most horrific conditions, he continued to make art, an amazing art. And we wanted to make a film that was about this boy's imagination against the backdrop of the Holocaust.
And Sandy, just tell us a little about the backdrop of the Holocaust, as you mentioned, the things you learned about what Pater went through. He was just a young boy, as you mentioned, in Prague, I think it was.
Pater was what the Germans called a Mischling. And his mother's side of the family was Christian, and his father's side was Jewish, although his mother adopted Judaism. So one of the really cruel policies of the Nazis were if you happened to be a Mischling, a child, you were actually sent to the camps when you were 14, but you went alone. You did not go with your family. So at 14, he was sent to Terezin, or Theresienstadt, as the Germans called it, outside Prague, alone. And his sister would come later when she turned 14, and it's just hard to imagine, isn't it, at 14 being sent alone to a ghetto, to the camp. A transit, Theresienstadt was a transit camp. And out of Theresienstadt or Terezin, of course, many died in Terezin because of the conditions. Many were transported on to Auschwitz and other camps where they were murdered.
Now, Pater was a young boy, but he was a writer, an artist. He really had, and as you've spoken about his imagination, tell us about some of his work, you know, the legacy that he's left behind.
Pater started writing when he was 5, 6 years of age, short stories. We actually have a copy, it's not in the film, of in the first grade. He was in a school for gifted children, and that he wrote poetry and some of his poetry and some of his short stories. We know 4 novels. There are 5, but the 5th one we have not been able to locate. And so he wrote about adventure when he was really young. Jules Verne, the author, French author, was a favorite of his. But later the themes would become more sophisticated, more intellectual in their focus. The last novel that he was working on, The Wizard of Altai Mountain, was about Buddhism and Confucianism, and he was very much into philosophy and learning about religion. And one of his most interesting works was a novel that he finished at 12. He self-published it, I think, when he was 13. And it is an allegory about the Nazi Party, and it is a prominent part of the film, in which he writes about a robotic dinosaur-like creature named Kadu, who is trying to take over the world, and Kadu symbolizes the Nazi Party. Pretty remarkable. It was against the law to listen to the BBC. So he would listen in the dark, in a closet, and he wanted to be sure that he recorded the facts and the information. But he didn't dare get caught. And to prevent that, he developed a cryptograph. And so he had a secret code. And so we have pages and pages of the secret code that is a transcript of BBC broadcast of what is going on in Europe in World War II.